Good morning. I'm Andrew McGuire.
And I'm Elliot Borgley.
And I'm Allison Frieders. Thanks for tuning in to the Bear Facts, your weekly radio update from Bishop Garrigan High School.
The annual Bishop Garrigan magazine drive just ended, and it turned out to be the most successful campaign ever. Together, the 5th through 12th graders at Garrigan and Seton sold 2,900 calendars, which provides more than $70,000 in income for the school. The money from calendars goes to the school's transportation budget, and over the years, we've bought several buses and Suburbans with the money. This year's top seller was junior high student Levi Capacious, who sold a record 128 calendars. Thanks to everyone who supported the calendar drive.
We're pleased to have two different exchange students with us at Garrigan this fall. The first is Santiago Schmidt, whose friends call him Ricky. He's a native of Spain who has been running for the Golden Bear cross country team this year. Our other exchange student is from Korea. Her actual name is Hee Joo Young, but she prefers to be called Heather. Both Heather and Ricky are part of the Garrigan junior class, and we're glad to have them both with us this year.
For several years now, we've had Golden Bears who have been a part of the Algona swim team. This year, five Garrigan students are swimming competitively. Erica Carlson and Emma Plath placed at the big meet in Charles City last weekend, and Kendra Rothler, Sophia Caduce, and Jordan Steberg are also part of the swim team. The swim team has a big meet today down at Des Moines North. We wish them good luck in that meet and all season long.
The Golden Bear volleyball team is hosting their home tournament today. The varsity team has gone through some roster changes as they've settled into a routine this fall. Seniors Chelsea Lannis, Aubrey Myers, and Hannah Berklin are leading the team now, together with juniors Vanessa Dodds, Taylor Hovey, and Kara Eisen. Juniors Patricia Brandt, Emily Marlowe, Taylor Frieders, Caitlin Fogarty, Cassidy Vitsum, and Betty Straub are also on the varsity team, as are freshmen Olivia and Johanna Vasky. Good luck, Golden Bear Volleyball.
Next Monday, the Golden Bear cross country team will run in the closest thing they have to a home meet. It's the Algona Invitational, which will be run out at River Road Golf Course. The Bears have been successful all through the fall, with both boys and girls placing in every meet. Last week at Humble, Aaron Reedy, Aaron Quinlan, and Emily Riesenberg all medaled for the girls, while Tony Kolash, Zach Kolash, and Nick Bronk brought home medals for the boys. Good luck Monday and in the rest of the season, cross country.
When you head to Golden Bear football games this fall, you can't miss the cheerleaders, and the Spirit Squad has done a good job decorating all the hallways here at Garrigan. Aaron Miller is in charge of the cheerleaders, and this year's varsity squad includes Noelle Vistum, Mariah McCall, Logan Coombe, Anna Holmeister, and Michaela Firsch, together with Melissa Kellner, Sam Kolash, Savannah McNurtney, Hannah Boisley, and Nicole Bear. Rounding out the team are Aisha Miller, Haley Freilich, Mallory Schultz, Becca Richter, and Hunter Thiesfield. Thanks to the cheerleaders for all that they do.
Next Thursday, we'll have a flu clinic at Garrigan and Seton. Both shots and vaccine mist will be available for the students and staff. The nurses will start at Seton before school starts on Thursday, and they'll be at Garrigan in the middle of the morning. Information and consent forms are available on the BGHS website.
In addition to the flu clinic, you can find out about everything that's going on at Garrigan by stopping by the BGHS website, bishopgarrigan.org. This fall, Jason Redding, John Burns, and Joseph Skilling are maintaining the site under the watchful eye of webmaster David Burrow. The Garrigan website has been online since 1995, but it's constantly being updated with thousands and thousands of pictures of everything we do here at Garrigan. There's even an archive of the Bear Facts where you can listen to our broadcast online. So be sure to check us out online at bishopgarrigan.org.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Andrew McGuire. Here to tell you about him is Aaron Reedy.
Andrew McGuire has been a frequent announcer for us here on the Bear Facts, and he's part of the publication staff that works on the Garrigold yearbook. Andrew's biggest activity is probably baseball, where he was the designated hitter in the Golden Bears lineup at state last summer. He also likes intramural basketball, where he was voted captain of the all-intramural team. He was also voted to our homecoming Royal Court earlier this fall. Andrew is considering a career in sportscasting, and we wish him the best of luck after high school.
Thanks, Aaron. On our Golden Bear calendar, today is the first day of fall. The volleyball team has their home tournament here at Garrigan, and the swim team is competing at Des Moines North.
Monday, the cross-country team runs in the Algona meet at River Road. Also that night, the JV football squad plays at Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Tuesday is a Jeans Day for Kleenex, and that night there's volleyball at Clarion.
We'll have mass on Wednesday morning, then Thursday there's the flu vaccine clinic. That night, the volleyball team hosts Humboldt.
The football team travels to Burnside Friday to play Southeast Webster Grand. Finally, next Saturday is Algona Band Day, and also that day, the math team competes in Cedar Rapids.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.